Blog Talk Radio. Hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay.
How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you ready to do the show?
Yeah.
The Sprinter Time show?
I mean, I think we came on at 7 for the first time in a long time.
It's true.
I don't know.
It's true. Yeah. It really is
Sprinter.
True. It's Sprinter.
It's cold out. It's freezing.
It's freezing, and I'm over it.
People love talking about weather.
But it's
what are
you going to do?
It should be spring.
Ridiculous. Because first in January, we had that like single digit weather.
January?
Yes. Remember in January when like right after Christmas when it was like six degrees and seven degrees and like zero.
Yeah.
And it was just like horrible. I had to wear ski pants at the dog park.
That's pretty bad.
Now there's snowing in April.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I'm over it. Anyway, so what are we going to talk about today? We don't know. Because frankly, I don't know. To be honest.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I mean, I could always pull up some weird news.
Okay. We're just going to improvise.
Yeah, those are the best shows.
All right, that's cool. Should we just start the show then?
Let's just start the show.
All right, why not? Yeah, let's do it.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
This is fun.
Hello. Have you by any chance lost your kitty?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Well, you want a woo woo? It's that woo woo. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's yes. La 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 la.
We love Derek and Kay Show, you betcha. Johnny J on the Derek and Kay Show, kicking it old school with the beautiful, beautiful Kay and the lovely Derek.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Hello.
Oh, we are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is April 8th.
April 4th.
2018, and this is episode 307.
Yes.
We're over 250,000 listens and growing.
Holy shit, come on.
And we are the most professional and professional radio show on the internet today.
That's a damn lie, and you know it.
And my name is Derek.
Derek Kalish.
Sweet.
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Patterson.
Vika, Vika.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the internet. I am way having trouble today. Anyway, you can keep up with us many ways. DKPodcast.com is our website.
Try to keep up.
Follow us on the Facebook and on the Twitter at DK Radio Show. We are also on the email at dkradioshow@gmail.com if you want to send us an email,
you
message,
mail.
A letter. Nice letter.
Electronic mail.
An electronic letter. We are also on SoundCloud. Not to be confused with SoundClown. And if you're listening to us between 7 and 8 tonight live, you can give us a call at 661-467-2416, where you can talk to us live on the air, or you can scroll down on blogtalkradio.com and join us in our chat room. Right now we got RJ Gumby in there from the Possum Hour, which is live on Blog Talk Radio. It is like basically our sister show.
I like to think of them as that, yeah.
They're live Mondays and Fridays at 10 p.m., which is too late for me, frankly. So I got to listen to the replay.
I may be there tomorrow. I'll see.
Really?
I may.
You're going to be there tomorrow.
But I can't at the end of the week because I got another gig. But
What's the end of the week? What's going on then?
Is
it Friday night?
It's a... Cha-cha-cha. Yeah, it is a Friday night.
It is Friday. Yeah.
It's a potluck that's disguised as a contra dance. Or, no, a contra dance is disguised as a potluck. I'm calling one of those.
Oh, yeah. I see.
It's great. I'm going to bring some wine.
Are
it's
they paying
be a good
you
time.
For that?
Oh, yeah.
Just, okay,
no,
good.
I get paid to be there.
Good. All yeah. right. Nice. We like that.
It is good. Yeah.
What is going on next door?
I don't know. Is it
across
like a jazz
the way?
Club? Well,
or is it like next door?
I think it's next door. You know, this used to
like
be a storage.
A
I think these guys are rehearsing. This place is pretty, you know, well insulated, but every once in a while, stuff like that comes through.
They're playing the blues too.
Yeah.
It sounds good, but like.
It does sound pretty good.
It does sound like they're, it's like a concert next
yeah.
door.
Yeah. I think they're rehearsing something.
It
like
sounds
that.
Like it's at Fenway or something.
Well, Gumby says it's Jazz Appreciation.
Is it Jazz Appreciation Month?
I think that's, yeah.
Well, happy Jazz Appreciation Month. It's also my birthday month.
That's true. Yeah.
Yes. We won't talk about which birthday it is.
No.
But birthdays, I mean, after you get up to a certain age, you start want to just gloss over it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, birthdays could be fun, right?
Well, I'm looking forward to a celebration.
Really?
That weekend,
That weekend's not going to work out for you.
No, but we can do something sometime. Would be fun.
Like after or before?
Whenever you want.
Probably after, right?
We could look at the calendar later.
Well, after, I have a concert on the 28th. So that could be tricky. But you know what? It's not a big deal. I can work around a concert. It's not like a concert's going to ruin my life. I can do the concert.
Yeah.
And have a celebration. But it would just have to be like after the concert. You know, I can't be like drinking and stuff. And
before
crazy stuff before the concert happens.
After a concert seems like it's a good
I'm
time
to be a good singer.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, challenging sometimes. Because I just finished Odyssey Opera last night.
Oh, right.
Just closed.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm exhausted.
Congratulations.
And I'm all done for the season with Joan of Arc.
Oh.
So that was like it was like a whole season full of Joan of Arc stories.
Wow, I didn't know.
It was crazy. Yeah, and I'm all joned out. I'm literally
yeah,
all joned out.
Yeah, I bet. It's a lot, yeah.
Like, I think I did five of them. Five Joan of Arc pieces. It was a lot, and I'm joned out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to move on to the next storyline.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's next for
you?
You
know,
there?
I don't know. I think the season, I don't know if the season's been announced yet.
Oh, okay.
So
it's hush hush.
It's kind of hush hush, yeah. Hush hush. Hush, 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 hush.
I was at five dances in the last 6 days.
Wow.
I know. It's crazy,
why?
Right? And three of them were gigs. Yeah. Well, it's good times, you know.
It's good times?
Yeah.
How, okay, I'm curious.
It's a little overscheduled.
How are you not burnt out?
It's a little overscheduled. Things are going to chill down after this festival, but yeah, it's a little crazy. Well, we had, last night we were at a Regency intensive weekend dance
uh-huh.
with a workshop
uh-huh.
and then a ball at night. I think you saw the
I saw the pictures from the ball
the photo,
at night.
All done up.
So when do you get a break?
I don't
you
know.
You gotta address some things.
I know. I'm going to.
We're not
gonna
talk about it on air,
yeah.
But seriously you need to like address it.
I got a few other things that gotta come first, but yeah, it will happen.
I mean if you need some assistance, I mean I can help you, but I mean it's none of my business, but like,
yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
It's gonna
happen.
Okay, when things slow down, I think that's going to be a priority.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's you got a few other things that are coming first before
what's,
that
what's
happens.
First? What's before that?
I gotta sell those stack of tires.
Well, okay. Can we talk about the tires? Because I walked in here.
First I gotta sell a car.
Okay, let's talk about. Okay, I walked in here and I saw the first thing I saw was a stack of tires, not like bike tires, not like motorcycle tires, but like actual tires
yeah, not,
for a
not
car.
Not everyone has a stack of tires in their place.
Yeah. Why is it just three tires, by the way?
That is a really good question.
Because I wondered that at first. I was like, why is there three tires and like a little tire?
I'm a little salty. I'm almost.
Is one of them a donut?
There's a donut over there.
Okay, because yep. That's what I thought. I was like, it's three tires and a donut. Like one of them is like.
No.
Okay.
So I might.
That wasn't the situation.
I'm a few steps of just throwing those things in the dumpster because.
Okay. Can you tell me the story of the tires, please? I'm just really confused.
So it's a long, it's kind of, well, so I got the new car, you know, the unicorn.
Yes.
Which I found out it's one of 10 that were in this country. That's
there's
how
only,
rare.
There's only 10?
That's how rare this car is. So that's why I jumped on it. even though I was in the middle of craziness. You know, I had to do it. So I got new tires because it's all-wheel drive and it had mismatched tires, and they recommend getting all the same tires if you got all-wheel drive.
Right.
So there's a couple tires I wanted to save because I figured, tires are expensive. I could sell a couple of these. You know, maybe I get $100, whatever. They threw away the wrong ones.
Oh.
Yeah, and they got me one that I wanted to keep and one bad one. And then when I went to pick them up, they had the other one, and I thought they were going to have the fourth, and then I was just going to sell all four, but now I just have the three. So who wants to buy three tires?
Not a lot of people.
No. So I'm going to try to put them on Craigslist. Maybe tonight. I took pictures and I got all the notes. So hopefully, yeah.
Because, I mean, you just can't, like, no. Tires, you got to, like, legit get rid of them. Because they're tires. They're like hazardous material. You can't just throw them out.
You know? Right. You know, I know. But they're useful to someone. Like someone that doesn't have a lot of money and they need tires. They got bald tires. Well, sell them. They can have them for whatever they want. I don't know.
Or they can make a swing out of them or something.
Oh, tire swing. That's
tire
fine.
Swing.
Yeah. So I was salty because I was supposed to have four.
Oh, my God.
And now they messed up.
So why do you have the donut?
But, well, on the new car, I bent a wheel.
How'd you do that?
Because the tires are very low. They're kind of low profile.
Uh-huh.
Better handling. And potholes, you know, we got a few potholes in Boston. I don't know if you've noticed. But
No. Uh-huh. I don't know what you're talking about. That's crazy talk. So, There's no potholes in Boston.
So the day, this is actually a pretty good story. The day I got new tires, like, you know, pretty nice, you know, Michelin, high performance, you know, heavy duty tires.
It sounds expensive too.
It was a little expensive.
Why are tires so expensive?
I don't know. It's crazy. And I just bought tires like 2 years ago for the other car that I'm selling.
That's annoying.
Yeah, it's really annoying. So I'm driving back from the tire place. I'm going over, this is like Everett or something like that.
Yep.
And parked the car in the garage. Everything's great. Love the tires.
Yep.
Parked the car. I'm like doing some things in the garage, like going through stuff in the old car. And I hear,
oh, that's the worst sound.
I'm like, what is this?
That's
like,
the worst sound you can hear.
That's a weird sound. Like, is the car just a heat thing? And then I'm looking at the tire and it's going down.
Oh, that's terrible. I hate that sound. It's like
have you heard that at times?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And your heart sinks and you're like, oh no. Because that's when it's real bad. When you can hear the noise of the air escaping, that's when that's when you know you really messed up your tire.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like, I don't,
because, like, you can roll over a nail and it's like a slow leak, you know?
I've done that many times, like, three or four times I've done that. And they can fix the tire.
Yeah,
it's not a big deal.
That,
but you got to deal with it.
But if it's like, you might not be able to fix it.
Right.
Yeah, because it's just.
Or it came out and then you could fix it, but who knows what the leak. So, you know, I'm kind of handy with the cars, so I'm like, I gotta deal with this. I had a gig the next day. I had to take all the sound gear out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I can't drive the old car because I switched over the plates. So I gotta deal with this now. So I change it to the donut, right? And I take the wheel off and I see it's bent. The wheel itself is
the
bent.
The whole wheel.
That's why the tire was leaking.
Because
the wheel's bent.
Of course.
So I'm like,
was the tire okay?
The tire is fine. The wheel is bent because I hit a freaking pothole.
Well, at least the tire's okay. I don't know.
And you can turns out you can straighten a wheel out. It's like $125.
Really?
But yeah. So the crazy person I was, I'm like, I'm not driving around in this donut. So I found these crazy car groups. I found a guy that was an hour away that was selling wheels and tires. So I got a replacement. Basically, I got a spare that looks just like my other wheels.
Oh, okay.
So I don't have to use the donut. So I don't know what I'm doing with the donut that's sitting.
So you have a spare donut, that you're not using,
right?
Did the donut come with the car?
It did, yeah. But so now I've got five tires with matching wheels. So if I get a flat again, it's not like I got a donut. It's,
okay.
And then anyways,
yeah.
So that's why there's all these tires.
It's really out of control in here.
Yeah, I know.
Plus, you got some, like, downstairs friend stuff up in here.
There's an extra subwoofer that needs to go.
Subwoofer?
Yeah.
It's a lot of stuff. Crazy. You need, like, a warehouse.
No, I'm getting... I got to get rid of this stuff. I'm not keeping this. I don't need. I need the money.
No, I think you do. I think you need a warehouse. No.
I don't want any of this.
Then you can have this just for your apartment.
No. Well, that would be cool, but I don't need this stuff. I got to get rid of some of this. It's craziness.
Some of this.
I would offer
like
you
most of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's all good though. You got a lot of coconut milk though.
I do.
So you get two cans.
That's delicious.
Over there.
Delicious for cocktails.
Is that what that's for?
You're not making curry
or anything like that?
No. I wish. Had a coconut margarita last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really good.
I don't like that.
You don't like that?
No.
What's wrong with that?
And you know something? I had. Now we're talking about food again. We're talking about food. I had. I think not. Maybe like two Odyssey concerts ago, before the rehearsal, I decided, I was like, oh my God, coconut water. I'm gonna try this. Mm. It was nasty.
It's kind of disappointing.
It was nasty. Like I couldn't drink it.
I'm not into coconut water.
I think it's gross.
It tastes like
Bless you.
Excuse me. Yeah, it's exactly what it tastes like.
It tastes like a sneeze.
It tastes like dishwater.
It's nasty.
I don't know. It's got like a hint of coconut, but then it's got kind of a sort of body to it.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's a little more viscous than water.
Yeah, it's not for me.
Right? So it's gross. It's kind of like like coconut spit. That's what it tasted like. And it was like, it was a brand that was like pure coconut water. And I was like, oh, it's going to be good. And it was not good at all. It was actually nauseating. And I couldn't like pretend. I had a few sips of it. And I just was, every time I was like, I can't have that.
Did you get a flavored one?
No, just plain coconut. Because yeah, I was like, I'm not going to get a flavored one. I'm just going to go for it. And I just, it was so gross.
I don't like it.
It was so gross.
I don't really like it either.
Let's see what's going on in the chat room.
Yeah.
Carly toy, the tires. Oh, it can be a Carly toy.
Oh, for the cat?
Yeah. She looks like she's raring to go.
Actually, it would kind of be cute to put a bed in a tire, but.
Does she play with toys still?
Oh, yeah. They're both very playful.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, she can get going.
She's doing a good sleep right now.
Yeah. She's pretty tired, I guess.
She's sleeping on your, like it's like a laptop.
Yeah,
container?
She'll get some fur on all that. Yeah, it's very nice of her.
That is nice. And RG Gummy says, I'm missing Satan already. Downstairs friend.
Oh, downstairs friend, Satan.
Yeah, that's too bad.
I know, I miss him too. Yeah. I'll see him tomorrow night.
That's right.
Yeah.
You guys going to have a meal together.
We're going to have a meal. We're going to catch up because it's been a couple weeks.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Want to hear what's going on.
So, like, how long of a drive is it to come back?
Well, that probably works out well for him because we're like right after work, so he doesn't have to do the rush hour thing. I don't know. It's probably a little over an hour.
What?
I don't know. I don't know how it takes without traffic. I know with traffic, it could be like an hour 30, an hour 40.
Wow.
I think.
Okay. That's far.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well.
And not fun with the traffic.
Yeah, not fun at all.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
well,
brutal.
It's temporary. He's, you know, he got some changes.
Okay. Yeah, having some good changes.
And some changes coming up.
All right. Well, that's cool. 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 what was I gonna say? I totally was gonna talk about some stuff. I don't know. I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted from the opera, and I'm exhausted from trying to vlog every day in April.
That's the thing.
That's a thing. Veda. V-E.
Is that where you get this camera going here?
Yes.
What's going
on
here?
Yes. That's why I have to vlog my life every day in April.
Wow.
So I'm exhausted.
There'll be a reference to the show?
Yes. I already talked about it before I came here.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll put a link in the description.
I like it.
And I have like 13,000 subscribers now.
Wow. That's a lot of people.
But it's like sucking the life out of me a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a lot of effort. So tomorrow I'm going to try and pre-film some so that I can be ahead a little bit. But it's a lot.
Isn't that kind of cheating?
No.
No. Okay.
As long as I publish a video, I'm all set. You know? It doesn't matter what day I filmed it. I just have to publish a video.
All right.
So I'll pre-film a couple and and take the day off. Well, I can't. I'm filming on Tuesday with someone else. So that's that. And then on Thursday and Friday, I have clients. It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. What am I doing on Wednesday? I totally forgot. Wednesday, I'm sleeping. I don't know.
Sleeping's good.
Oh, I have a voice lesson. Darn it. So, you know what? Can't complain, though.
That's good.
Can't complain. Yeah. I'm living the dream. Lion in the house, welcome to the chat
room.
Oh,
hey, Lion in the house.
RJ Gumby says, Maggie C drinks coconut milk.
Coconut.
Coconut milk. I coconut milk.
That's disgusting.
It's gross.
Yeah.
Coconut water is gross.
Oh, wait, no, coconut milk. That's what that is.
Well,
right?
Coconut milk is good.
That
in,
is
like,
good.
In,
yeah, it is good.
In things. Like, I'm not drinking it by itself, right? Like, I'm not going to just buy coconut milk. That's gross. I mean, in a can, it's good, right?
It's, yeah,
it's
no,
good for mixing.
It's good, yeah.
And I like to make curries with it.
That's also good.
And use it in stuff. But I don't like coconut milk coffee creamer. I think it's gross. It tastes like coconuts.
I've had that before.
It's nasty.
It's okay.
It's so nasty.
I think you're doing it wrong
it's
with the coconut water.
It's too strong a flavor. Why?
You gotta,
I mean, I'm never gonna drink it again.
You take the coconut.
You put the lime in it and you drink it all up.
You're on a tropical island. Take the top off.
Can we put the music on, please?
And oh wait, where is it? And then you and then you gotta oh, here we go. Oh.
Uh oh. There we go. Okay.
Yeah, so you take the top off the coconut.
Okay.
And you just fill it with rum. You just
But I don't like
keep
rum.
Going.
What else can I drink in there?
And then you get
there?
A straw in there. Delicious.
You know what might be good is some is maybe yum. Filling it with some pineapple as well. Some pineapple
oh,
juice.
Oh, pineapple, you can't go wrong.
And then maybe can I have some other liquor instead of rum?
Tequila. I've heard from a good friend on a tropical
tequila
island.
Tequila and coconut
that
is good.
Tequila, and I've been wanting to try this, that tequila and pineapple juice is supposed to be really good. I'm kind of, yeah.
Tequila and pineapple juice. I'm trying to think of those two flavor profiles together.
My coconut margarita last night had pineapple juice in it, too.
Of course it did.
Yeah.
It's a tropical.
It was delicious.
Tropical goodness.
I'm telling you. Well, I've got
pineapple.
Tequila, and I think I've got pineapple juice. We could sample it if you think it's a good flavor.
Pineapple is one of my favorite citrus fruits.
Oh, it's delicious.
It's so good.
And it's tropical.
It's very tropical.
Yeah.
But I just can't get behind a lot of coconut stuff. I just don't like it. But I like coconut, like in like acai bowls, you know, put a little shred of coconut on it. I like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I have a love-hate relationship with coconut, let's be honest. I think that's really the main story here, is I have a love-hate relationship with coconut. Like, I don't like Mounds and Almond Joy and all that nonsense.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
It's gross.
It's delicious.
I don't want that.
There's nothing better than the dark chocolate over the coconut.
Gross.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it's gross. But I do like the coconut Ritter Sport chocolate bars. I like that. It's like German Mounds.
Yeah.
I like that.
No, that's the. I think I've had that.
But I just
delicious.
Don't like the American version of it. I think it's nasty. And I don't like snowballs, the Hostess snowballs.
Oh, well, that's not even food.
It's like coconut on top of marshmallow. Why would you want that?
Two breasts in a snack package. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not.
It's so Bugsy, gross. Bugsy. Like, who drinks that? Who drinks that? Who eats that? You can tell I'm tired, right? So
yeah.
Tired. Mm. Oh my gosh. What are they saying in the chat room? Have to use on-screen keyboard. What? Why? Where's the on-screen keyboard also? Is there an on-screen keyboard?
What does that mean?
Is he on a tablet? Gumby, are you on a tablet? Because there's no on-screen keyboard for like
talk radio.
For like a laptop and stuff. For like a web browsing on a PC, right? Right?
Not that I know of.
It's got to be on a tablet. Gumby, are you on a tablet? Let us know.
Yeah, we want to know.
We're
He's
curious.
Typing on screen.
He's definitely typing.
Pain in the
typing
ass.
Typing on
she
screen.
Says. She says it's a pain in the ass.
With an accent over the A. Pain in the ass.
Is that on purpose, you think?
I think it might be on purpose, or it might have been an accident. I think it might be an accident because that might indicate that he's typing on a tablet. Because if you hold down the A and like some vowels, you get a you get options for like accents. we don't know what that says. Five kes org.
He's having a hard time.
Really hard time.
He must be I don't know.
He typed 5 KSS (ON)TT (WOR).
He's still typing.
Laptop. What? How? I don't know. I don't understand how this is working.
Maybe it's a touchscreen laptop. I have one of those.
Oh, touchscreen laptop.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be the only option, right?
Yeah.
I don't have a touchscreen laptop. How's that work?
It's only for my. It's only for the car.
What do you mean? It's only for the car.
It's a diagnostics thing for the car. But it's a standalone touchscreen laptop. I don't know. Toughbook, I think they call it. Is that a thing?
Toughbook? That sounds like a children's toy.
It looks like it, too. It's got a handle.
Hey, little Jimmy, what do you want for Christmas? I want a Toughbook.
It is. Yeah, it is.
What is it?
I got it across the room if you wanted to see it.
All right, I'm going to Google it. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
It's an older one, but it's for the car.
What is it, though?
It's a laptop with a touchscreen.
Toughbook. Is it all one word?
You don't believe me? The police use them too, I think.
Do they? Oh, rugged laptops.
There it is. There you go.
Why do you have a Toughbook?
Because for the diagnostics of the car.
Because you're running a repair shop?
Well, no, but sometimes something goes wrong and you want to find out what it is and you don't want to spend the...
Is it Panasonic?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Toughbook. They got different models. They got Toughbook 33, Toughbook 31, Toughbook 54 Lite.
I think I got a 30 something. I don't know.
You got 30 something?
It wasn't expensive. I got it used.
And, wow.
Yeah.
Toughbook. I didn't know that was even a thing.
And you can plug it into the car. I got this crazy adapter. Well, programs. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, I was wondering what the police use. RJ Gumby says 5 keys don't work.
Derek loves his cars. That is true, Lane in the house.
Derek does love his cars.
Yeah. I would love them even more if I could sell one of them.
Well, I mean, have you been actively listing it?
No, I wasn't. I cleaned it out today so I could take pictures. I got good pictures.
Did you?
And now I think, I don't know if I'm going to do the Craigslist or eBay. That could be interesting.
You can sell cars on eBay?
Oh, yeah.
How's that work?
That might be cool. Just, might see what happens. Local pickup, of course.
Yeah, of course. You're not going to ship it.
I'm not shipping it. No.
How much for shipping?
Can you imagine? Shipping, yeah.
Can you imagine just trying to ship it?
Well, let me get on the scale and then I'll see what FedEx.
Put it on the scale. Oh my gosh.
Speaking of shipping cars, you know, the one back to the cars, the unicorn I got, some guy in Germany wanted to buy it.
What?
For reals.
How was he going to get it?
I don't know. Probably a slow boat.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think my parents' cars came over on a slow boat.
You brought them over there?
They brought cars back from Germany.
Really?
Yeah. A Mercedes and a BMW.
Ooh.
That's buying domestic over there.
Interesting.
So they shipped the cars over. I mean, the cars are...
They're gone.
Long gone now. Because they were from the 80s.
So, but sometimes they're a little different. They get different market.
I guess.
That's exciting.
I mean, the Mercedes was like so heavy.
Yeah.
And like it was like the metal, the most metalist of metal. I drove it actually like
it's like a tank
for like, I don't know, like for 2 minutes. And I was like, this car weighs 1,000 pounds. It probably weighed more than that. I was like, this car weighs like 5 tons. I can't, like, I don't want to drive this car.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I literally just moved it to like park it or something like that. And I was like, what the hell? I'm like, I don't like this thing. I'm like, how are you driving this boat?
I like a heavy car. It's kind of, I don't know.
I mean, I'm sort of used to my
Gumby shipped his pants
SUV. I'm used to my SUV now because when I get back into like a little car, I feel like I'm driving a toy.
Yeah,
but I like the heavy SUVs.
That's
like,
good.
You've got some mass to it, mm-hmm. You know.
No, I hear you.
But I have a midsize SUV, so it's not like a big SUV. Just midsize.
I got two. I got a Swedish. I call it the Swedish tractor. It's an old, you know, it's old rear wheel drive. It's like a tank. It's old, you know.
I like it though.
It's yeah. It's, I gotta get that back to work.
Yeah, back to
gonna be well, manual shift.
Whenever it's not sprinter,
yes,
you could take it out.
That's what I'm waiting for. Exactly, we get rid of the sprinter.
I hate the way that it's been snowing in April. Like, can we just discuss that? It's very cold.
I was outside taking pictures of the car, and I'm like, I'm cold. Like, I shouldn't be cold. It's April.
I was at the dog park today for 3 hours. Right, Clover is running around acting like a crazy. By the time we got to the end of it, though, he was like really tired. And after that, I decided to go to just randomly Boston Public Garden because I just drove. I drove and I got a space like right close to it, which was like so lucky.
Yeah, that is lucky.
To do
parking over there.
Yeah. I went to a meetup with like a YouTuber.
Oh.
Who was just in town for PAX East.
Oh, yeah.
And they were doing like a Pokemon Go meetup.
Nice.
And he was in my vlog now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Did you guys go and catch Pokemon together?
You know what? I didn't stay for the catching because it was just going on. The crowd was going on too
long.
Oh,
it was that kind of meetup?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was supposed to be raids, but I don't think it happened because I was getting so hungry. I was just like 3 o'clock. I'm like, I got to go. So I just left. So I met him. I shook his hand. I gave him a little hug and he's in the vlog.
All right.
And I was like, nice to meet you. He's got like a million subscribers.
Wow.
Does he have a million or something? No, it's more than that. I think it's more. Let's see, but he's nice. He's a nice kid. I think he might be 19, 20.
Nice kid, huh?
No, I think he might be 20. 20 years old. He's young, but he's got like a million subscribers on YouTube. Wow. He's doing pretty well for himself. And you know what? Must say, going to give you a little shout out. Mystic 7. He was 1.6 million subscribers. Awesome. Very handsome in person.
Oh.
Way more handsome than he is in his videos. Handsome young man.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
He was a handsome young man.
Hmm.
And very nice. He had these two kids come up with their dressed as Pokemon. It was so cute. They were little. They were like probably like 6 and 4.
Oh, that's cute.
And they were dressed as like Eevee and Pikachu. And they had drawn him little pictures. Girl Scout cookies in a Red Bull, and it was so cute.
A Red Bull?
Yeah. I almost died. Wow. They drove all the way from Fall River to meet him.
Where's that?
Far. It's far. It's far.
Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I've never heard of that.
Really?
No.
Fall River? You never heard of Fall River?
Is that around? Well, you said it's far, but.
It's far.
Okay.
Let's see. Fall River. Let's see. It's let's look at maps. Let's see how you get there from here. It's like directions. Let's get there from here. Directions to get to Fall River, Massachusetts. It's an hour and 3 minutes by car.
Wow.
It's 64 miles away.
Okay, that is far. Those kids really.
It's far.
Yeah, far.
It's far. It's wicked far. They drove wicked far. To get to see Mystic 7. That's right.
That's his name?
His name's Brandon, but the channel's name is Mystic 7. Okay. Yeah. He's very high energy on his channel.
But anyway, not in person.
No, he was like sort of high energy, but not the same as he is in his videos, you know, because that's a lot to maintain, you know, like all the time.
Uh-huh, in person.
Yeah, but no, he was really nice. He was super nice, and he's going to be in my vlog today, so I'm really excited about that.
Cool.
That should get some clicks. I'll just put him in the thumbnail, right?
Yeah.
Probably get me a lot of hate.
That's right.
Too. Maybe I won't put him in the thumbnail. Maybe I'll just put him in the tags. No, maybe I'll put him in the thumbnail. Let's take a risk. I get a lot of hate.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because like kids will be like, oh my God, Mystic 7. They'll click on the video and it's not like a Pokemon Go video. You know?
But he'll be in there.
But he'll be in the video.
Right. I can't complain that much.
Yeah. No, you know, kids are awful. Internet kids are awful.
I do love thumb downing. Videos though, it's fun.
You do?
Oh yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought like it's fun.
All right, turn on the camera. Let's talk about this.
We're going to YouTube talk.
Yeah, we're going to YouTube talk. Why do you like pressing thumbs down on YouTube videos? Why do you like doing that?
Well,
do
if
you
it's...
do it on mine?
No, I've only given you thumbs up.
Okay,
Kay.
Good.
No, I mean if you.
But why do you like pressing? Why do you like pressing the dislike button? By the way, which doesn't do anything. It helps the creator because it counts as engagement.
Oh, even if it's thumbs down?
Yeah.
Oh.
It doesn't, it's not like Reddit where you can like thumbs down and like it goes down in the search or whatever.
Okay. Well,
it's
I don't
like
know.
YouTube likes it. They're like, ooh, thumbs down?
It
fine.
Was something.
Yeah, because they want the viewer to react somehow. And if you reacted, you pressed thumbs down, you did something. So they like that. The algorithm likes that.
Uh-huh.
Not YouTube likes that. But Well, it just hurts the feelings of the creator. That's all.
Okay. Well, then that's fine.
So why you press thumbs down?
If it's like a poor ass video, like it's kind of like useless. Like that one we saw. What was that one with the kids?
What one with the kids? There's like 1,000 bazillion videos of the.
Now I'm forgetting what the heck it was about, but we watched this YouTube video once on the show, and we thumbs downed it.
Oh really?
What is that?
I don't know. Somebody's just listening now.
Oh, okay.
So I have pressed thumbs down on a video if it was like offensive, but now I don't even know if I want to say this out loud.
Uh oh.
I probably don't. There's a creator lately that I've recently just been giving thumbs down to, mm-hmm. like all the time. Like it's somebody I'm subscribed to.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Because they're putting out crap content.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. No, that's what I was saying. That's why I do it. I'm like, this video, it's not entertaining. It's not useful. Or they're wrong about something.
Or if it's like hurtful.
Yeah.
Or if it's
so like, they're going to give thumbs down.
Or if it's like deliberately trolling and it's not funny, you know, like I'm like, why are you trolling? So I don't thumbs down it under my like a creator account. I have like a secret like, mm-hmm. watching account. That's secret not YouTube account. Red, so I have to watch commercials. But like, it's not like a trolling account. Like I don't like write mean comments under this account. But like I will comment under this account sometimes. But I mean, I don't know. Thumbs down. You know what? Thumbs down. It sends a signal to YouTube and it sends a signal to the creator. If it's thumbs down by like let's look like okay, let's look at my analytics for just 1 second. it's getting serious here, because I think that it varies. It varies from channel to channel. So thumbs down. Let's see. Likes and dislikes. Okay. So my channel is not like. It's not hugely polarizing, right? So in the last 28 days, I got 5,485 likes, but 136 dislikes, right? So that's like a really low percentage. That's like, what's it like? That's not giving me the metrics I want. It's low percentage. But like if you're making videos, and this one creator that I'm talking about right mm-hmm. now is making videos, and like they will get like 200 likes and like 900 dislikes.
Right.
Like on every single video.
Mm-hmm.
That, in that case, I think the dislikes matter because that sends a signal to the creator or sends a signal to YouTube that, hey, this video either sucks or like something's wrong with the content. It's not just people bullying.
Right.
You know, like.
Because nobody's liking
because
this.
No one likes it.
Yeah.
Or like, or they're telling them that we don't like this. So like. My frustration with this one creator is that like they are not listening to their audience. Like, and the comment section is just filled with vitriol and like, yeah, some of it's like really mean, but like most of it is just like people just frustrated with the content. And I'll tell you about it later. I can't.
Okay.
I mean, it's probably super sounds like polarizing to talk about.
Yeah.
Like publicly. But it's somebody who I was like, supporting before, but now I'm like, I don't like them anymore, and I'm just like watch the train wreck.
Thumbs down.
Yeah, I mean, if I really wanted to make a change, I would just stop watching altogether. But I mean, it's not that deep. I'm not really that invested. I just am more entertained by it at this point.
Yeah, well, sometimes the hate can be entertaining.
I mean, I feel like a bad person now.
I wasn't saying that. We've watched so many videos we hate on the show.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's how like Friday took off. It's Friday, no one liked that video. Friday, wait a minute. So like Friday, let's see. Let's did that video Rebecca Black. Okay.
Yeah.
I can see a lot more information. Because I have plugins. Oh my God, no, we can't play that. this video had, oh wait, this is on Rebecca's channel now.
There's a channel?
Oh yeah, she's got a YouTube channel. Okay. Remember we talked about this like a few months ago.
I don't
ago.
Remember what it looks like, but
she's
yeah.
got a YouTube channel uh-huh. and she has a 1.3 million subscribers. This video is now on her channel. Was it always on her channel? It couldn't have always been on her channel. It was
I don't know.
Because this was published in 2011. Hmm. Hmm. Was that when it came out? Now I'm curious. Anyway, it has 119 million views.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Wow.
But here's the dislike ratio to the like ratio. Mm-hmm. It's got 798,000 likes, mm-hmm. but 3.1 million dislikes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I thought that's a lot more than I thought.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, so, but that video was, I think that the, because, so the dislikes count as engagement, and it tells YouTube, hey, something's going on with this video. It's either good or bad. So, like, it'll, like, push the video out. And people were like, oh, I hate this video. Dislike. And the, but then it'll just serve the video to more people. Mm-hmm. So, if you really hate a video or you hate a creator and you want the video to, like, not do anything, just don't do anything at all. Just don't, just click off of it. Don't watch it. Mm-hmm. And don't comment.
There you go.
But because of the engagement, I think this video, like, took off. Anyway, that is my YouTube spiel for the day.
That's
good.
I am very much interested
in the way that this system works. God, she makes 7K a month? Damn. And this video has terrible tags. Rebecca, Black, Friday, official, original, music, video, fun, we, so excited, songwriter, singer.
That's bad. Oh, it's pretty accurate.
It's so accurate.
Gumby's on the line? Do you want to talk to us?
Oh, Gumby's on the line. I did recognize that
did he want to talk to us?
Does he want to talk to us?
Or you have to press one, right?
Yeah, I'm not even in the studio. Hold on. I'm so terrible today. I'm not even in the studio. We should have taken a break like 20 minutes ago.
Well, we can break. Should we break?
Do you want to break and then talk to Gumby?
If he wants to talk to us.
I think he wants to talk to us.
We don't want to pressure him.
I just put him on the air.
Well, does he want to talk to us?
Do you want to talk to us, Gumby? Because you have to press one to talk to us. Because otherwise we won't know. Gumby loves Josie Shuffles. Who's that?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, yep. Okay, here we go.
All right.
All right. You're on the line. Hello.
Hello. Push
one.
It didn't go through there, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, we got it now.
Okay, I love your videos. In fact, a couple days ago, I was watching you on my television set.
Oh, thanks, Gumby. Thanks so much. Every view is important to me.
Yeah, what?
I don't know. Derek's got, we got some feedback going on or something
like
that.
There's a little high-pitched sound, but we got you now.
Thanks so much for watching.
I have Amazon Prime where I have the app on television, and I was watching your videos on TV.
Oh,
I
nice.
Kaylin TV.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Big
screen.
I was on people's TVs.
That's cool.
That's fun.
Yeah.
And Clover was on the big TV, too.
Oh, yeah. I love the Clover.
He's always in the videos.
I feel like Dave better. I don't know why you changed.
Should be Dave, right? Yeah.
Well, you know, that's his show name. Dave the dog.
Oh, that's the show name.
Yeah, that's his official show name. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. My favorite YouTube channel is Josie Shuffles. You guys see Josie Shuffles.
What is Josie Shuffles?
It's this girl that dances. She's remarkable.
All right, we're going to have to pull.
Let's check this out.
Well, let's put it up over here, so we can.
Okay.
Because then we can watch it.
I see her. Josie Shuffle. She's got 30K subscribers. Her description is an extraordinary adventure fuels my art and soul. It's truncated, so I can't. Oh, sorry. Okay. Let's see.
Josie Shuffles.
Yeah. She's like, let's look at her about page.
I see why he likes her.
Extraordinary adventure fuels my art and soul. Be inspired, be inspiring. That's her description.
Well, can we just look at some pictures
Amazing.
Here for a moment, and then we'll see.
I want to look at a video.
Oh, I see why you like her, Gumby.
Yeah, she's a great dancer.
All right, let's look at some videos.
She has bikinis on in every picture.
What, is this one right here? Should we look at her?
Sure.
All right.
That was from 2012, though. That's old.
Oh, maybe we should find. Wait.
Josie
maybe,
Cupcake.
Should we find something a little more recent?
Yeah, let's see what she's got going on. Let's see. Let me look at her channel, actually.
13.
Pick one random.
Just pick one randomly? Okay.
Her newest video is from 3 months ago. What's going on? How much she doesn't.
And you guys never heard of Fall River? That's where Lizzie Borden's from.
I've heard of Fall River.
That's the first place I went.
Oh, we're watching a Josie Shuffles video right now.
She's just dancing in front of her window here. She doesn't have a lot of views.
Let's look at it. No, wait. How many views? 250? No, but that's not hers, though. That's like a re-upload. Look. You got to click on her channel.
All right. So, wait.
Click on the up next. Look, that's her video. It's got like
right here?
A million views. How?
Oh, there we go. Okay. Let's take a look at this one. Let's take a look at this one.
How is this video? Oh, you got a SeatGeek commercial.
Oh.
Hey, we're going to be late.
Okay.
All right, here's this. When's this one from? This is good for the listeners, by the way.
Yeah, I know, watching YouTube videos. Here, I'll put this in the chat room.
Oh, she's just dancing with, like, wow.
Oh, she's got some moves.
Wow.
Huh.
Wait, you know what? I've totally seen this before. I know about this. I've heard about this, but I haven't really like actually watched any of these videos before.
I'm
kind of blown away that she's doing it in flip flops.
I know, I was just thinking
I would have fallen down and broken something by
right?
now.
How does she keep them on? Well, she's got some moves and she's got a pretty good figure, I guess.
This has almost a million views. I hope it's monetized. Oh, it is monetized because we saw a commercial.
Bouncy.
Wait, when is this? Just some casual electronic styles.
Yeah, wow. She can move. You're right. Yeah, that is fascinating.
Well, this is probably not very fascinating for us to listen to.
No.
But wow.
Is this all the video is for like 7 minutes?
Was this her one viral video or something? All right, sort by most popular. That's what I'm going to do.
Wait, can we skip ahead here? Let's look at this one. So, looks like she's inside here.
One of them has three. Oh my gosh. Okay. This is one of her most popular uploads, but one of them, her most popular one is the one we were looking at before. It has 3.2 million views.
How do I? Should I just click
and
this?
But it's from 5 years ago.
Well, I want to see what it looks like here. What's
YouTube's
here?
Amazing. I mean, you can upload this video and make
here.
So much money.
I get it now. That's what's going on.
What? What's going on?
Bouncy.
It's just a lot of.
She's got moves though.
Yeah, she does have moves. I mean, I'm not hating.
Her real name is Josie Carver.
What does she do for a living?
This.
I have
no idea. Dance around.
I have her on my Instagram too.
Really?
She's a sweetheart.
Is she just a social media influencer? Like, what does she do?
I have no idea. She does anything.
Huh. All right, well, you got a whole, like, 10-minute plug for Josie Shuffles.
There you go, Josie Shuffles.
I mean, it's not really my cup of tea, but, like, I'm not hating. I don't hate. I think she's cool.
Maybe it needs to be on a bigger screen.
The dancing is amazing.
Yeah, she's got the moves.
She looks like that would keep her in good shape, you know?
She's got a pretty good figure, too. I mean, you got to give her that.
I mean, I'm really concerning myself with that. But
I think she digs girls. I think she takes girls, though.
She's into
really?
Girls? Yeah.
I think so, yeah. Oh.
Well, that's too bad for you.
From what I read.
She's dancing in her PJs, basically. That looks like my PJs, you know?
It looks like she just got out of the shower.
Yeah, like she's just dancing and having a good time.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
There it is.
I work so hard to film a video and like be someone just dancing in front of the TV and gets like millions of views.
Well, she's working it too.
She is working
in other ways.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like she's having a great time. Wow.
But how long does this go on for? I mean, this is
too long.
7 minutes.
Too long.
Oh, we'll slow down.
What do the comments say? Can we read some of the comments, please?
All right, let's take a look.
Look for Poussin 22.
Again, everyone's asking about
the
flip-flops.
There you go.
How do you do it with the flip-flops? Doesn't fall off. Super glue.
She staples them to her feet.
Everyone's asking about the flip-flops and how they don't fall off. That's really funny.
Huh.
Nice. Josie Shuffles. Okay, well, that's the, taking over the whole show for the last 10 minutes.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Now you have time for me to explain what the hell is my conundrum over here.
She only has 30,000 subscribers, though. How come she can't convert those views to subscribers? Well, she's not that consistent. She only, the last video she published was like 3 months ago. Listen to me. I'm like her content strategist.
You know what? It's probably just Instagram now, maybe.
Oh, really? Oh, she's
pushing there, too.
Does she have a lot of Instagram followers? Is she crushing it over on Insta?
I have no idea.
I want to check it out.
I don't look at her numbers.
I want to see if
bouncy,
she's.
Bouncy.
I want to see. We know you do. We want to see.
Bouncy.
I want to see if she's crushing it on Insta. Here we go. Let's see.
Okay.
Josie, is she just the same name, Josie Shuffles?
No. Josie Carver.
Carver with a C?
Carver.
All right, Josie Carver. Let's see if she's crushing it over on Instagram. Oh wait, this is her right here.
Popular uploads.
Not crushing it on Instagram. I mean, 33,000 is pretty good, but you know, it's not enough to make a living.
This one is.
Wait,
you
she said
for Instagram too.
Yeah, you can do social posts. So, I mean, a sponsored posts. Look, she said it says dancer, model, photographer, videographer. Really? What is that noise?
What is that?
Oh, wait. Sorry. Is that me or you?
That's you.
It's me? Where is that coming from? It's not coming from there. All right. Oh, but that's you, right?
She's got the moves. Yeah.
She definitely has the moves.
Wow.
I want to know how she's making her living, though. Is she doing sponsored posts? Like, I want to know. I don't understand. It's a possibility.
I got my checkbook out.
I just want to know what she's doing. I want to know what her, like, social media thing, like, strategy is. I want to know what she's doing. I'm very invested in this.
I'll tell you what. I'll write to her.
Okay.
All right.
Look, that's an old video because that one has,
get
like, annotations on it.
Get her on your show, man.
I mean, she's
got 30K.
We could probably have her on.
Can we get her on the show?
Yes.
I'll let Kay work that one out because she's in the YouTube.
But I'm not subscribed to her, though. I'm just, okay, maybe I'll try and ask her.
All right,
I'll
like this.
See what she's
I like
got
this.
Going on.
Maybe we could do a YouTube thing.
There you go.
We could do a YouTube thing. I know
like
YouTube
that.
Creators.
I like this.
Me and Mystic Seven, we're best friends now.
Well, we can get some hits over on the show side of things.
Oh my gosh. YouTube is huge drama.
Now do you want me to explain what I'm going through here with my keyboard?
Oh,
yes,
oh back
please,
to that. All right.
Please.
Yes.
And that'll be the end of our show.
I got a laptop.
Yeah.
I got a laptop, and at the bottom there, you know, you can click on screen because 5 keys don't work.
Oh.
So I click on screen keyboard, and I have to push it. First of all, when the on screen keyboard comes up, it takes up almost more than half of the chat room.
Yeah.
And I have to click with my arrow each letter. And so I don't know if it's coming out right or not.
So, oh, man. What
with
a
your
pain.
Arrow?
On screen off. I have no idea. You know, it's all fucked up.
Oh.
What a pain. Can you just.
The keys are 5ERS and something else. Of course it's E, right?
Yeah,
E. Every word has an A in it, right?
It sounds like you need a new laptop.
Either that or maybe just get a USB keyboard and then you can at least get through it.
A USB keyboard?
Well, then you can use it. I mean,
I guess. I mean, that's a good suggestion, but that's like putting a Band-Aid on it.
No, I know, yeah. Or, yeah, get a new laptop, I guess.
It was the keys are all close together, so I'm thinking something's screwed up in there.
Well, if you get a USB keyboard, you can put a Band-Aid on it so you get a new laptop. How about that?
There you go.
There you go. There you go. It's a pain in the ass. On Possum, all I do is just wave at people. I just click the waving icon.
There you go. Yeah.
What's the waving icon?
Well, we don't have those.
Oh, we don't have that.
I don't know why we don't have that as a host.
I think it's... Yeah, why don't we have that? Why does our chat room suck?
It really sucks as host. Because the spot is so small. And I don't know.
They need to fix this interface. It's terrible. Oh, my gosh. You got a friend there, Derek. You got a little kitty there.
Theo's on the show. Not so little kitty.
Theo's just like sitting on the
Carl.
He's sitting on the stool next to Derek.
That's a flow pillow. That's not a cat. That's a flow pillow.
A throw pillow. Yeah.
He's a big one. He's practically a lion.
Yeah, he's like a lion.
He's definitely a lion.
So Falls River is the home of Lizzie Borden. You never been to Falls River?
Fall River. You got plurals
Fall
in
River.
There. Yeah.
Okay, Fall.
Fall. Falsler.
If Lizzie Borden was born, she killed her parents.
Yeah, she's a killer.
Oh,
yeah.
That happened there.
Yeah.
Fall River. You should have told those little kids that.
No. That's also where Emeril Lagasse is from, right?
Oh, he's the guy with the frying pan?
Yes.
What do you mean the guy with the frying pan?
He sells fry. Doesn't he sell frying pans?
I don't know. He probably does. He's cooking.
Are you thinking of George Foreman?
No.
No, that's the grill. No, I know that, yeah.
He says bam all the time. Bam! That guy.
Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
He's from Fall River, I think. But he's making Louisiana food, so it's confusing, you know?
I used to drive through there to go to Long Island when I went to the jazz Newport Jazz Festival.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have actually never been to Fall River. I've never been to Fall River.
I don't know if I have.
I have no interest in going. Because what's there?
That's the first place I went when I went to Massachusetts, because I wanted to go to the museum, Lizzie Borden Museum.
Oh.
And I drove by her house.
Was it
That's
nice?
Now a boarding house.
A boarding house?
Yeah, what is it called? What's it called? A bed and breakfast.
Oh, it's a bed and breakfast. It is?
You could sleep in a room where she axed her mother to death.
Oh, I don't like that.
I'll pass on that one.
Yeah. I'll take a pass on that. That's creeptastic.
You guys are no fun.
I wouldn't want that. Would you stay?
What about you?
In a room that like Lizzie Borden killed her parents in?
Yeah, the father was sleeping by the doorway in the downstairs, so he wasn't in a room. But the mother was in the bedroom where she went up behind her and started hitting her with the axe.
I don't.
Oh man,
I don't know the full story. I'll have to like go and. Isn't there like a Lizzie Borden original programming on is it Prime or Netflix?
Netflix.
Okay.
With Christina Ricci.
Yes. Was it good?
Yes. Yes, well, there are several movies about her out.
Yeah,
a lot of documentaries. Well, you heard the children's song, right? Lizzie Borden took an axe and gave her father 40 whacks, and when she seen what she had done, she gave her mother 41.
No,
that's
you never frightening.
Heard
that? No,
she used the jump rope today.
That's horrible. Really?
Yeah.
The kids didn't know what they were talking about. That's horrifying. Oh my god!
Talk about creepy.
That's super creepy.
You've never heard that before?
I think I've heard that before.
That's so disturbing. I might have heard it, but like I didn't put two and two together. You know what I mean?
90 seconds.
Wow. Oh my gosh!
The time just flew by.
Yes, it did. All right. Well, I have to go home.
I'm going to bow out.
Okay.
You're going to bow out. Okay. Thanks.
Continue.
Thanks so much for calling. And
thanks for calling, Gumby. Have a good show tomorrow.
I hope your keyboard gets better.
Love you guys.
We love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
I love you too. You're great.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I guess getting a USB keyboard is putting a Band-Aid on the situation, right?
But
at
least it keeps you going.
Guess
like,
so.
Like, you can just do that, and then it's fine. Like, if you were in the middle of something, and you're like, this freaking computer just plug in.
The keyboard. Okay, I guess.
Yeah, you're fine.
Then you lose an SUB. USB port.
Well, yes.
See, I need to get my stuff together.
I understand using a laptop with a keyboard is like you got two keyboards in front of you. It looks kind of ridiculous, but
yeah,
at least you could. I don't know.
Oh my gosh!
Wow, that's the show.
That's the show.
I don't even know.
No breaks.
We went. We had so much to cover. So much great material. We had to no break.
Are we doing a show next week?
Next week we're doing a show.
Fantastic. It's also Clover's parasite meds. That's also on my calendar.
So what's that?
That's what I give Ms. Lick Simparica.
Whoa.
Wow.
But
10 seconds.
2 weeks we're not doing a show.
All right, that's fine.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
All right, take care.
See you later.
All right, bye-bye.
This is the Eric and K Show.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Hooray! Oh my god.
Wow.
We're done. Wow. Oh, my camera's about to die too. Goodbye.
All right, I'll stop the tape.
Stop the tape.